must worship in spirit and truth. This is the gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God. Our preacher for this morning, Reverend Christopher Tan, let's welcome him.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your presence with us. And so may the words of my mouth and meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, this morning, I told Deaconess Jun Tan, the sermon will be short because we have quite a lot of things in our service this morning. Also, you know, there are different types of sermons. There's those what we call exegetical sermons. That's where they go verse by verse and they exegete the Bible. Then there are those sermons that are more towards the teaching side. But I prefer to do what is called devotional sermons. So they are not quite teaching and neither are they quite exegetical. They are more devotional, more applications oriented. But there are different genres of sermon. And so it depends on the situation. And when you look at our lives in Singapore, right, it's really very hectic. Now we rush from here to there. You know, sometimes people say we are Russians because we are rushing here to there. And it's true. I mean, yesterday I had the AGM for my condo. So I had to attend that. I had to make sure my daughter is, you know, awake to come for Link. She was, I think, in one of the worship teams, so she had to come earlier. Then my wife was at the clergy wife's retreat, and so I had to do the housework. I can't leave her to do everything today, otherwise it'll be so overwhelming. So it gets a lot of things being done. And so we live a very fast-paced life in Singapore, you know, and we have to get up early in the morning. You know, like this morning, I have to get up at 5 o'clock just to make sure that I get here on time. But my normal waking up time would be 5:30 because I have to send my daughter to school. And she used to lead in a morning worship in her school. So they start at 7 and she got to be there about 6:40 to prepare because she plays for the service that they have there. You know. And then, she like tonight, she has tuition until 10:30 p.m. You know. Then I got to go and pick her up because it's so late and in my place it's very dark walking back to the house. So I got to pick her up and you end up sleeping like 12 o'clock. 1 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, we don't get a lot of sleep in Singapore, and that makes us very stressed out as well. You know, but you know, things are available 24/7 in Singapore. Like if you want to go to the government website, which I have to go quite often, it's 24/7. You just get onto the internet, and you get all these e-services that are available. You know. Even at 3 a.m. in the morning, it's still there. You can always go and do whatever fouling you need to do. And there are also many food places in Singapore that you have 24/7 food. So you don't have to worry if you work very late, and then at 1 a.m. where are you going to find food? There are quite a number of places in Singapore that you can actually find food at. In the middle of the night, early in the morning, I was at the hawker center, and I was looking at some of the stalls. They put signboards as to what time they open. And there was this store that opened at 5:30 a.m. And if the store opens at 5:30 a.m., which means that they would have to start work at 4 o'clock in the morning just to get the food ready for the clients to eat at 5:30. And so, well, we are able to find food or do things, and even shopping. I mean, Singapore is known as a shopping paradise where you can find a lot of things, right? And the shops here open very late. I mean, it's quite common for us to go to shopping centers, 9:30, the shop is still open, you know. I mean, I was in Australia, and you know, when you reach 6 p.m., almost nothing is open. I was in New Zealand last time for training, and that was even worse, you know. At 5 o'clock, I think they closed. And there was no nightlife there, you know. Couldn't even find food there. So, you know, in Singapore, we can go shopping very late. But now we have internet shopping, which is worse, because it's non-stop, it's 24/7. You can just go to the internet, go to the online stores, and you can order anything from all over the world. So, you know, we get everything that we want, 24/7. And quite often, we treat God the same way, 24/7, because we expect God to be there when we want Him, you know. And so, we have to ask ourselves this. We expect God to be available 24/7, but do we worship God 24/7? You know? Or is God relegated to the back seat only when we need Him? Then we go to Him. No. Is God our first priority in life? A very good book, which I hope you have, is the book by Bishop Kwan Kim Seng, the former dean and vicar of the cathedral. Bishop Kwan Kim Seng wrote the book, I think while he was still in the cathedral. It's called Our Duty and Our Joy. And it gives a very good explanation of what worship really is, because worship is not just coming to church, singing praises to God, going through the service, right? It's not just that. Worship is actually our life. It's our life. It's the attitude that we have to God. That's worship. You know, our life is a worship to God. And so it's important that 24/7 we live our lives worshiping God. Now, even when we sleep, right? Many of us will dream when we sleep. Right? We should have thoughts that are pointed towards God. That's why it's a good practice to read your Bible before you go to sleep, so that you have dreams, you know, of being with God, with His Word, and actually hearing God in our dreams. So, the psalmist in Psalm 71, so I hope you'll turn to Psalm 71 because the sermon is mostly from Psalm 71. Right, for the psalmist, God was first in his life. Right, in verse 8, now the psalmist proclaims, "My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day." My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. God was first in his life. And you know the word glory here, it can be translated as beauty or magnificent. So it's talking about beholding the beauty of God all the day, of seeing how beautiful God is, of seeing how wonderful God is, you know, of remembering all the things that God has done in his life. So the psalmist sees God in everything in his life. You know, God is always before him. That's why he beholds the glory of God all the day. He worships God 24/7. You know, in case you don't know what 24/7 is, because sometimes people SMS and they use all these little words that, you know, synonyms or whatever you call it. And 24/7 means 24 hours, 7 days a week. Okay, that's what it means. And so he worships God all the time. No? And why does he worship God all the time? Well, one reason is because of God's righteous acts. And we read that in verse 16. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God, I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. Because whatever God does in his life, and if you read Psalm 71, and I encourage you to go back and read the whole Psalm, you'll find that the psalmist went through a lot of sufferings, trials, many things in his life. No? But to him, those things that God allowed in his life, God was right. God had used those things to bless him. So if you are going through trials and sufferings, right, you know, they are actually a blessing from God. They are a blessing from God. They are there to strengthen us. They are there to mold us to be the person that we are. You know, I attended a training by a children's ministry worker once, and he said this. He said, I've gone through a lot of training. I've gone through a lot of different children ministry training. You don't need them. You just need to follow me to do what I tell you today. And I realized, actually, that was wrong. That was wrong. Because he is who he is today. He is someone who's very good in children's ministry because of all the different trainings that he had. Without all those different training, he would not be as good as he is today in children's ministry. He needed all that background in order to be good in what he did. And we need that. We need all the different experiences that we go through in life to be what we are today. And the psalmist saw that. No, psalmist, according to commentators, is actually an old man now when he wrote the psalm. And he had gone through all these life experiences and he realized that God is righteous because God is always right in what he does. And God is faithful as well. It's God's faithfulness. That's why he praises God, he worships God all the time, because of God's faithfulness, to see him through all the trials and tribulations that he went through. He experienced that. He saw the hand of God upon his life. And that's why we need to worship God, because of who God is, because of what God has done in our lives. Whether it's good or bad to us, it is for our good. No, the Bible says that God works for the good of his saints who loves him. Right. God works for our good. God wants what is good for us. So in everything that God does, God is always right. And God is faithful to us. Now, when should we worship God? It's obvious, right? The title of the sermon, 24/7. We should worship God all day long. That's what is in verse 8. It's also in verse 15. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day. You know, all day long, 24/7, we should be worshiping God. We should be serving him so that what he has done in our lives will be made known to others. And where? Well, we should worship God everywhere. It's not only just in cathedral at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning or 6:40 a.m. when you come for the singing, right? We should worship God everywhere. And that's what Jesus said, right, to the Samaritan woman. You know, you say that the Jews worship in Jerusalem and this place, that place, but no, Jesus said everywhere, because God is everywhere. You can worship God anywhere and everywhere. So wherever you are, you know, and sometimes people think I'm a bit crazy because as I walk along the streets, you know, I will sing praises to God, you know, or I will pray to God, you know, as I'm walking down the streets. Everywhere, right? We should be praising God. You know, so even when I go and meet members, you know, I will be praying. And when I'm counseling people, I'm praying while I'm counseling them. Because actually God is really the counselor. The Holy Spirit is the counselor. I'm not the real counselor. No. And how should we worship God? Well, in verse 23, it says here, right, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you. No. We worship God with our voices. So, no, singing is an important part of our worship to God. We also worship God with our talents. Verse 22, I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. He was talented in music. He was probably a musician as well in the temple. No, he praised God with his talent, and we should praise God with our talents. With the work that we do, that is part of our worship to God, because we do the work for God. With our service to God, which is an important aspect, in verse 16, it says, with the mighty deeds of the Lord God, I will come. With the mighty deeds of the Lord, I will come. No, he's doing things for God. He's using the talent God has given to him and using it to serve God by what he does. And so as Christians, you know, whatever we do, we should give our best for it so that God is glorified. So that when people see us doing our work, they will praise God for the diligence, for the care, you know, for that quality that we do as Christians, that we make sure that it is the best, right? Which is what the Prime Minister said in his National Day rally. You know? But we should, in our service to God, do it as our worship to God. And so, you know, let us put God first in our lives. Let us worship God 24/7. As Bishop Kwan entitled his book, it is our duty and our joy to worship God. It's not a burden, but it is a joy. And so for the reasons that I've given to you about why we should worship God, you know, we can worship God anywhere. In fact, we should worship God everywhere. And truly, when we worship God with the things that God has given to us, the talents, the gifts, the abilities, God will indeed be glorified. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that you are indeed with us. Wherever we go, in whatever places and circumstances, you are there with us, and you are there to help us. And so we thank you, Lord, and we commit ourselves into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.